Republic, Barack Obama has been congratulated by President Václav Klaus, opposition Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek, and also Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek. Mr. Topolánek, who's currently on a visit to Poland, was asked by Czech television how Czech-American relations would be affected by the change in the White House.
It always depends on what kind of U.S. president we have, whether he shares the same values. And in this sense, I have absolutely no fears at all. I'm also interested as to whether there will be a change in American foreign policy or not. I believe there will not, but this is a matter for the months to come.
Now, everyone in Europe has watched this election with particular interest, of course, but the Czech Republic and Poland perhaps have more at stake here than anywhere else. The governments of the two countries have signed agreements with the Bush administration to let the Americans place elements of the controversial missile defense shield on their territory, a battery of interceptor missiles in Poland and a tracking radar in the Czech Republic, about 70 kilometers southwest of Prague. Neither Poland nor the Czech Republic has ratified the plan in Parliament. There's opposition in both countries, and the political situation in the Czech Republic is particularly difficult. What President-elect Obama says about missile defence is therefore hugely significant, both to opponents and supporters of the plan. So what's he said so far? Well, this is Barack Obama pledging to cut military spending in a campaign ad earlier this year.
Second, I will cut tens of billions of dollars in wasteful spending. I will cut investments in unproven missile defense systems. I will not weaponize space.
But that seemed to fit the Democratic Party line, which has criticized President Bush's plans to expand the shield into Central Europe, and Congress's Democrat-controlled Armed Services Committee has indeed slashed spending on missile defense. Then came August and the brief war between Russia and Georgia. Russia, of course, has threatened to target the Czech Republic and Poland if they let the US build the shield here. In September, Barack Obama was interviewed on the conservative Bill O'Reilly show on Fox News, where he seemed to be changing his mind.
Given what has happened in Georgia, I think that we have to send a clear signal that Poland and other countries in that region are not going to be subject to intimidation and aggression.
Okay,
and
so I just want to get this on a record. You're elected president, you're keeping the missile shield in Poland.
I believe that the missile shield is appropriate. I want to make sure it works, though. I want to make sure it works,
which is actually
one of the problems that we've got.
I want to make sure it works, and that's the key phrase. Supporters of missile defense here in the Czech Republic seized on those comments as evidence Obama would not halt the project. But Congress, which now has their man in the White House and a noted missile defense skeptic, Joe Biden, by his side, says it will not release large sums of money for missile defense until the Pentagon has proven with real working prototypes that it does indeed work.